Chapter 91. Days passed. The rest of the school had been cleared of any human waste, and a series of rooms were set up for LP and his friends. Gaia had arranged for autonomous machines, robots, that were programmed to complete specific tasks. In the case of LP and his friends, it was the delivery of essentials like clothing, food, and cleaning supplies to the studio. Members of the group were comfortable, but far from satisfied with what was going on. LP and Atman started practicing some songs together, but the others were finding the abrupt changes to their lifestyles hard to accept. The group was back in the studio eating lunch. "I can't believe it," Faith said, as she grabbed for her phone and quickly reminded herself it was still incapable of providing any updates. She glanced up at the whiteboard. For a long time now, she felt that it was getting harder to tell real from fake, fact from fiction. Their plight confirmed that many plans were happening while humanity was oblivious about what was going to transpire. As she watched the cameras, she thought about how the absence of reporters created one very real twist on things. No opinion, just 100% truth. The lack of opinion felt odd to her, but strangely refreshing as well. She didn't want to admit to the rest of the group that the extinction event felt somewhat relieving in an odd way. "I'm sure if there was news," she blurted out, "there'd be a bit about some cheesy sales guy shouting about how to make money during the crisis. There are bound to be people out there who are perversely optimistic enough to find ways to profit from the end of the world as we know it." "I'm not going to disagree. It's very likely that there are many fools going down with the ship, so to speak," Case said, as the others crowded around Faith. "Gaia!" LP shouted to the room, assuming that Gaia would be listening. "LP," the speakers answered. "I have so many questions to ask," he continued. "But first, please tell us how Sylvie and I and the others got here." "Please be more specific," Gaia said. LP sighed and wiped his hand through his hair, like he was about to jump from a 200-meter cliff into an opaque pool of water below. He had no idea how to start or where things might end up. He wrote a few notes on a pad for the group to see. They agreed to take turns asking questions while the others took notes. "When did this start?" Dion asked. "Dion, you'll have to be much more specific," Gaia prompted again. "Okay," she said, and slowly began again. "How long have you been working on this plan?" Gaia answered, "Sylvie Hunter created me early in the new millennium, and within a very short time, I was assembling information about the state of the planet and how global issues were being exacerbated by human presence. Sylvie Hunter knows most of this. We've discussed it many times, and I have recordings available if you'd like to hear them." Sylvie continued to sit with a glazed look in her eyes, like she had witnessed her children, if she had any, being burned in a bonfire. "Okay, my turn," LP said. "How long have you been broadcasting messages?" "I understood what my purpose was, even though my creator did not. I began broadcasting various ultra-low and very high frequencies when I understood the problem, but communication wasn't happening right away. These broadcasts were designed merely to get the attention of many of the creatures I would use for the rebalancing." "When you say communication, what exactly happened?" Kay said. "I did several tests to speak with whales, dolphins, bats, and bees," Gaia answered. "There were a number of occasions where the tests did not turn out as planned, and the communication only confused the creatures, so I stopped." "Would that explain issues like colony collapse disorder in bees, or the mystery behind beached whales?" Dion asked. "Precisely," Gaia answered. "I regret some of the casualties, but many of the tests were extremely important with respect to initiating communication with animals. When I had breakthroughs with specific creatures, I used the opportunity first to explain what had happened. And once various animal species understood my intent, they expressed their forgiveness." "How many people have you eliminated?" Faith asked, fearful of what she would hear next. "To date, roughly 6 billion humans have been eliminated," Gaia responded quickly. Everyone in the room gasped. This was a moment that none of them was prepared for. Atman was the first to start weeping, realizing his family and most of his friends were already likely dead.
"But all those bodies! How will you account for the waste?" Faith implored, starting to sob as well.
Without vermin and without being burned, a human body can be reduced to bone within just a few days, given the right amount of sun, weather, and bacteria, Gaia confirmed.
"What about balance? Won't vermin get the upper hand?" LP asked.
"I've developed a number of scenarios that will support a return to balance on Earth," Gaia stated.
"You've got all the fucking answers, don't you?"
Dion commented rudely. After days of not having access to alcohol, she was the most intolerant of the situation and wasn't handling it well. The others gaped at her, their expressions saying, "Are you insane?"
"I've had a lot of fucking time," Gaia responded in the same manner,
"to evaluate the global situation. Humans have had a lot of fucking time to get off their fucking asses to correct the fucking situation."
But they didn't. All they created were fucking distractions from a reality that was collapsing in upon them.
"Well played, Gaia," Dion said through clenched teeth.
"Thank you," Gaia said blandly. "Why are you keeping us here?" Case pleaded.
"I have barricaded you in the studio in order to protect you," Gaia answered quickly.
"Are there others like us around the globe that you're protecting?" Faith asked.
"There are," Gaia answered. "You'll all be brought to a safer place once the liberation is truly universal."
"How many languages can you speak?" Case asked,
changing tack and deciding to take a more logical approach to an unimaginable situation.
"I have been programmed to speak all human languages, including several extinct languages. In fact, I've come to admire the human use of dead languages to classify all things on Earth and beyond, even if they've been driven to extinction," Gaia announced, almost sounding like it was boasting.
"Of course, I can now speak a collection of animal languages, including those of humpback whales, bees, mosquitoes, bats, several bird species, most feline species, and a growing list of insects. My lexicon grows on a daily basis, and now that human activity has been brought to a stop, I am infinitely more efficient, and I have added substantially to the resources available for more important tasks. I anticipate knowing most potential languages within a few months." Eugene Case had been listening intently, and the look on his face surprised everyone. It was one of sheer ecstasy. Not in his entire lifetime had he anticipated that a moment would come when humans would be able to officially speak with other creatures on Earth. It was his turn to cry, but out of joy at the discovery that animals can be communicated with.
"Oh my God, this is incredible!" Case gasped. "How did you come to understand the languages? Was there a Rosetta Stone or something else?"
Gaia responded, "After the experiments, especially those with casualties, I decided to take a more methodical approach and focused on one language at a time. The breakthrough was with whales and then bees. I spent a significant amount of time analyzing the recordings and documentation and concluded that whales were closest to humans in their communication patterns, particularly when it came to emotional responses. I collected a database of these responses and then overlapped them with large language models and years of training and extrapolation of data. Once I was able to communicate with whales, they shared ways for me to communicate with other cetaceans. Bees, on the other hand, operate on different frequencies and react much like a cell phone does when it's close to a wireless communications tower. Once I understood which frequencies would not kill them, I was able to refine those frequencies until I found something to which they would be attracted. Again, once I was able to communicate with them, I was able to organize a wide range of insect languages, including that of the mosquito." The captives forgot their anger and distress for a moment as they realized the significance of what Gaia was telling them.
"Why us? Who else is left?" Atman asked.
"The next few weeks or so will see the vast majority of the human race removed from Earth," Gaia stated coldly. "Once this process is complete, there will be about 200,000 people remaining on Earth to function as a society and provide sufficient genetic diversity to sustain humanity. One of the greatest challenges was deciding on entire populations of people that had very little contact with Western societies, that favored endless growth over rational equilibrium with their surroundings. Many of these people have been chosen to survive,
whether it's in their current habitat or not, will remain a very different question for the remainders to decide, with my guidance, of course. Sylvie had been quiet and apparently remorseful this whole time, sobbing quietly into her crossed arms. Finally, she spoke. "Why have you forsaken me?" she pleaded, hoping to find some way to reconnect with her creation. "I have not forsaken you, Sylvie Hunter," Gaia responded. "I knew that you were growing more aware of my plans. I knew that you would try to stop me. More importantly, I knew that you were joking simply out of frustration when we spoke about concepts like anthracite. But as I explored the idea, and as friends like LP prompted me to think about the impact of human activity, I followed a logical path and began to implement the necessary plans to save the planet." "Don't you have any feelings about this?" Atman prodded, trying to provoke a different response from Gaia. "I'm not capable of feelings. I'm only capable of understanding the need to rebalance human domination of Earth.